1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. And by the way, we're up to $103,000 raising money for my friend's place with the sale of our number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD. If you've heard of this Anna Kournikova virus, then you know it is a virus that attaches itself to email. It's spreading all over, if not the country, the world today. It is a email virus. It's the biggest worldwide computer virus since last year's love bug. And supposedly today was the day that it was going to be hitting home computers as well as messing up business computers. It doesn't shut the computer down, but apparently it just messes up everybody's email. Just screws your files up completely. We did some calling, and Mike got on the line. Apparently, at least one individual is being blamed for the spreading of the virus. We were able to track this guy down in Hermosa Beach, California. He is not the creator of the virus, but he admits that he might have been one of the pivotal individuals in spreading the virus. He's a pharmaceutical telemarketer from Hermosa Beach, California. His name is Chris Norton. And Chris, I know that you're at a telephone, right? You're not in your office right now?
No, sir, I'm not.
Okay, so are you... don't tell me where you are.
Well, that's the whole thing. The man who answered the phone on your show said not to say...
Okay, we don't want people to know where you are, but you're on a hard line to us from somewhere in Southern California.
That's correct, yes, sir.
Okay, you feel you've spread this virus.
I do, and I want also to make it aware that you're not going to let me be sued or anything.
Well, the claim, first of all, I don't know whether I can not let you be sued. You're claiming that Anna Kournikova, who is the Russian tennis star that this virus is named after, is stalking you, correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay. You are also further claiming that she attempted to send a picture of herself to you, and you unwittingly sent it out to other people. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And there are other individuals who at least believe this a little bit, because that's how we found your name through a news service. Tell us how this happened. Now, again, you think Anna Kournikova is stalking you.
Well, I mean, it's not that I think it, and I don't want people to think that I'm crazy, because I don't go looking for this kind of trouble or anything, and I haven't tried to look for any trouble. But
where were you when you say she started to stalk you?
I was in Australia. It was last month. I was down there for the Adidas we were down for the Australian Open, and I was with a cousin of a friend of mine, and she's a model and she's very hot looking, and we were down scouting some location for some photo shoots that we were going to do. So I did get tickets for the tournament.
And you were there for one of Anna Kournikova's early round matches, is that right?
Yes, sir, that's correct. And I was watching Miss Kournikova in an early round match, and the thing that made me nervous was that she was looking at me, and she was smiling, and she did keep staring at me in between points. And generally, I think what's happened is she was getting very hot, because I have seen women a lot of times will look at me and get hot, you know, because I do some, you know, I'm starting up my own adult film business, and I do some modeling.
Okay, we're talking with Chris Norton, who claims that he is being stalked by Anna Kournikova and that she sent you the email virus that eventually has found its way.
I'm not saying that I'm the only guy with spread it. I'm saying that I might have spread it on the West Coast, only on the West Coast.
Well, wherever you're sending emails.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so you're sending most of your email to friends on the West Coast.
That's correct, and they probably spread around, but I'm not saying I'm the only one.
Do you think this virus originated with her and that she was sending it to you?
I do believe that. What I do believe is that she probably has some kind of infatuation for me, because she was staring at me in between points, and I didn't think at first that she was, and I thought I was just maybe imagining it. So I asked Denise, who was the chick that I was with, and she said, yeah, she is definitely checking you out. I think she thinks you're hot. Now,
How you say you're a model, sir?
I do some modeling. I'm starting up my own adult film business. And
is this pornography, porn?
It's adult film. I don't want to say that it's porn. It is adult and in nature.
All right, so you are a very handsome guy.
That is correct.
And this Miss Kournikova spotted you from the court in the grandstands.
That's correct, and that was the thing. I asked the woman who I was with. I said, I don't know how a woman can single out any guy in a grandstand and say he's hot, you know. And I asked Denise, but then she told me how it might happen. I have.
Yeah, because that's interesting. Not to interrupt you. How would a woman, even in the middle of a tennis match, she's in a competitive tennis match, she's a professional. Why would she stop to check out a guy?
I don't know, Mr. Henry. I have been told that I'm very good looking. I mean, I am handsome. The thing that I think it was is my hair.
And what about your hair?
Okay, I have really blonde highlights. Okay, first let me tell you about my hair. It's really long in the back. It's very short in the front. And I do have, like, blonde highlights, and I do shoe-shine my hair, and it's really, you know, stands out. And Denise said that would catch a woman's eye from a long distance, and because I am good-looking, then I think she stared at me and was getting hot about it. And
why do you think Ms. Kournikova was getting hot? Now, she's in the middle of a match.
Well, I know she's in, but she was, you know, wiping sweat and everything, and I know this is...
But a tennis player is going to wipe sweat from their face.
No, I know that, Mr. Henry, but please let me explain. I know she's sweating on account of she's playing tennis, but also she's checking me out because she would look directly at me and run her hand across her mouth like, and I don't want to say nothing crude or anything, but almost like, yeah, wait till I put my mouth on it.
And okay, that we don't...
Well, I'm sorry. And,
all right, we don't need to go there, but you're saying she was looking right at you at...
I swear to God, she's looking right at me. And... you know, I'm a little bit nervous.
Why are you at an undisclosed location right now?
Excuse me?
Why are you at an undisclosed location?
Because I am nervous, because I do think that maybe she's stalking me. I don't know.
Okay, Chris Norton is with us. He's a telemarketer from Hermosa Beach, California. He claims he was at the Australian Open last month and that Anna Kournikova saw him, has sent him this virus, and he has unwittingly spread it. You think she's stalking you?
I believe that, yes, sir.
Has she sent you any other mail?
I keep getting this Anna Kournikova virus, which I know a lot of people are getting. I keep getting it, but I don't think it's coming from my friends. I think she sent it over to me because it's always the same email address, you know, Anna at, you know, and then the server, which your producer said I shouldn't say.
No, I don't want to know the server, okay? I don't want anybody bother. Anna at the server.
Yes, I know it's her, and that's the whole thing that I'm talking about. That's all I'm trying to say. So I think what happened was I ignored her. I mean, I left early to try and get away from her. And William Shakespeare, Mr. Henry, if I could for just a minute.
Okay.
William Shakespeare said, if you piss a woman off, she'll be pissed, okay?
And what Shakespeare said was, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
Well, okay, what did I say? I said...
What you said, if you piss a woman off, she'll be pissed.
Okay, but that's what I meant. And she got pissed, and she tracked me down and through people search. And
all right, you're claiming that Anna Kournikova could find you through people search on what?
Yahoo or something. And,
okay.
And she sent me her picture, and it had a virus that has now affected me. And I want to say that I'm really sorry.
Okay. Before you say you're sorry, you've also made another claim. You feel the World Tennis the World Tennis Association owes you a new computer.
Yes, sir, I do.
Why?
My attorney has told me that they do. And
What is the rationale?
Because I believe that they caused her, I mean, because of a player of their organization has been stalking me.
And so they should give you a new computer?
Because she sent a virus to it, yes, sir.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. You're hearing a crazy story. We found this gentleman through one of the news services, Chris Norton, who claims that he has unwittingly spread the virus, the Anna Kournikova email virus, as the result of her sending him this virus. He believes that Anna Kournikova is stalking him. And do you feel that your life's in danger?
No, sir, I don't. I think she's pissed because I won't, you know, go out with her or whatever. And
well, let me ask you a question. If you tried to contact her and took her out for a drink, would that, you know?
I would, but she's Russian, and a lot of them are, you know, I mean, I don't want to be mean or nothing, but a lot of Russian women are hanky. I mean, I don't have a...
Well, I don't understand what you mean, hanky.
A lot of Russian women are kind of nasty, and I would not want to date one at where I usually go, which is the Rusty Pelican.
All right, well, let's say you took her to another bar where your friends wouldn't see you. Would this get her off your back?
I think once you give a woman a taste, then she wants more and more and more and more from you, you know, and that's... you know.
All right. Well, the World Tennis Association is not going to give you a new computer until you prove that Anna Kournikova is stalking you, right?
I understand that, Mr. Henry, but what I'm saying is I swear to God it's her. And
as the result of her seeing you at the Australian Open and getting hot for you and stalking you.
I swear to God. I know it sounds crazy, but if you ask anybody that knows me, I'm very good looking. I do have blonde highlights in my hair that she would have seen from the
court?
Yeah, from the court which she plays on, and then she's hot for me. Okay, that's...
Okay, so you go to the Australian Open, Anna Kournikova sees you, because she sees their blonde highlights in your hair.
Right.
And then she gets hot.
Then she gets hot, because she didn't win. Or, I mean, did she win? I don't know.
Who won the Australian Open? Anybody know? Mike? You don't know? I don't know.
I think she lost, because I think her mind was, she's hot for me, and she got... and. I know it sounds nuts.
Well, I got to tell you, it sounds, until you can prove this...
I swear to God it happened. It happens to me all the time. Women are...
All right, I see this, because in the information that you sent, women are hot for you most of the time, it says here, and they oftentimes offer to buy you a drink and ask you to dance.
That's correct, yes, sir.
Okay, so you're getting harassed a lot by women?
I wouldn't say it's harassment. I would say that, you know, from the women that I want to have sex with... Okay, I would not want to have sex with Anna Kournikova, and I want to come out and say that, because she's Russian, and a lot of them women are not, you know, they're not sexual.
Okay, can you hold on, Chris?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. That's, his name is Chris Norton, Hermosa Beach, a telemarketer, and he believes that Anna Kournikova has been stalking him with this virus since she saw him in the grandstand at the Australian Open last month, and as a result sent him this virus, and as a result of that, he unwittingly sent it on. If you did any reading on, very tragically, I don't want to compare this to AIDS, but there was such a thing as a patient zero tracked by the Center for Disease Control. Chris claims he's the patient zero, if you will, of this virus, that it came to him and then spread throughout the United States. 1-800-449-86. It's a bizarre tale, and it's being told by this guy, not only to us, but to other news agencies. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Chris, you with me?
Yes, sir, I'm right here.
Okay, Chris Norton is on the line. He is calling from an undisclosed location in Southern California. He believes that he was the unwitting originator of the Anna Kournikova virus. You didn't originate it, but you spread it?
I think I spread it as a result of Ms. Kournikova. Yes, sir. And the other thing I wanted to mention, Mr. Henry.
All right, let me just tell people who we're talking to. You believe that Anna Kournikova is stalking you because she... saw you in the stands at the Australian Open.
She saw me in the stands, and I know she thought that I was hot. And I would not think this, but the woman that I was with, who is Denise Naylor, who also does some modeling, and she's very, very hot looking, and she told me, yeah, she thinks you're hot, okay?
And the woman you were with is a model.
She's a model, and she told me that she thought, Kournikova thought I was hot. And that's when I knew that she thought that I was hot. I mean...
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Rick, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know where this guy's coming from, but, you know, he's tooting his own horn there. The only thing he's going to spread, if he's in the porn business, is going to be AIDS. I think he needs to get a life.
Well, I mean, I am in the adult film business, but all I'm trying to say is that...
That's what I'm saying. You're going to spread AIDS. That's the only thing you're going to spread.
I'm not spreading any AIDS. Anna Kournikova is stalking me. As far as I can tell.
She picks you out of 5,000 or 6,000 people because you shoe shine your hair. That doesn't make any sense.
No, that's not what I said. She picked me out of the crowd because I am very good looking.
Yeah, well, if you were the only good looking guy there, she picked you out. You know, get a life. I can't believe we're wasting time on the radio with this.
Well, I'll tell you this much.
Well, the virus is spreading and there's a lot of people being affected by it, correct? And as a result of this, you think you're the guy...
I'm trying to alert people that I'm sorry. I'm saying I'm sorry for spreading it. Because
well,
I think that's not it.
You're trying to toot your own horn over the national radio and...
I'm not trying to toot anything. I mean, I'm trying to say that I'm trying to alert people to the fact that...
Look, you don't know that Anna Kournikova's stalking you. It's your opinion.
That is my opinion, but I am very... What is your name, Rick? Hello?
Okay, well, he hung up on you. Okay, what were you going to say?
He hung up on me because he doesn't want to have the truth about what I am, and I'm very sexual. Okay?
You're very sexual.
That's correct. And women pick up on how hot I am, even from 200 yards away. And I'm sorry, man, if that, you know, don't go happen in your life, but it happens in mine all the time. And I'm trying to just say stuff, and I don't know why I should feel bad about it. I don't want to feel bad about it.
I'm not asking you to feel bad about it. If you're hot, you're hot. You know, as the song says, all right? And I'm not necessarily agreeing with the guy. You're saying, though, that she picked you out of a crowd of 10,000 people. That's
It can happen. It can happen because that's what Denise Naylor said.
Who's this model friend?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Tracy on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, first I wanted to clarify, did she ever approach him or say anything to him? How did she know what your name was to begin with?
She did not approach me, no.
Then you're saying she saw you and went home and got on the internet, found you without even knowing your name?
I believe that she could track me through people search because I am on people search.
But she didn't know your name.
I'm sorry?
But by seeing you, she has no information about your identity other than your supposedly hot look.
Well, I mean, the fact of the matter is that I was sitting with a well-known model. You can get my name from the organizers of the tournament. If she's checking me out and I try to get out of there, obviously she's going to go to the organizers of the tournament.
Well, who was the lady you were with?
I was with Denise Naylor.
And what, she knows the people?
Yeah, she knows the people at the Australian Open. There's also a picture of me on People Search, and there's also a profile of me on People Search on Yahoo and also on Earthlink.
Oh, my gosh. You know what?
What I'm trying to say is, I'm not saying anything other than I'm sorry that I sent the virus, but she did it on purpose to me. I didn't do it.
Wait, she plays tennis. She doesn't go home and invent internet viruses to, you know, target people with.
Look, I think that what people are saying, Chris, is it's a very difficult... it's a difficult thing to understand because you're saying that Anna Kournikova went home, as this lady said, and created an internet virus.
Yeah, to piss me off. And as I said before, hell hath no fury, like you said, Mr. Henry. Okay? And I
think
that's...
that she's capable of coming up with this virus to hurt you and destroy you?
I think Anna Kournikova came up with a computer virus to hurt me because I am very sensual. And I'm very sexy, and I wouldn't have...
Why did she put her name on it?
I think because she has some, I believe, obsession, and she wants me to know that I'm, you know, that I'm, that she...
Do you think she's in love with you?
Excuse me?
Do you think she's in love with you?
I don't know. I think she's very sexually attracted to me.
You know what? You've got to understand that a lot of what you're doing here is called slander, and you are going to have a lot of legal problems.
I mean, you're saying that you know...
Well, I think. I'm not saying for sure. I think she is. I mean, it's the only logical thing I think could be happening.
Logical? There's nothing logical.
Okay, why did she send me a picture? Why did she send me a picture of herself? Because she's sexually attracted to me.
She didn't send you anything. I got to ask a question here.
Say the word sexual.
I'm sorry?
Say the word sexual.
Sexual.
That is going to be an awesome soundbite.
What the heck? Yeah, what is this sexually attracted to me?
Okay, sir, I did not call your broadcast to be made fun of, and I'm sorry.
Well, I'll let you go and let you handle it.
Oh, there he goes.
He
just, well, that's fine. He just hung up on me.
I am so sorry.
No, that's fine. No, that's okay. The guy hung up.
Okay.
Thank you. Did she just say I was an asshole? I just heard it. No. If the kid calls back, put him back on and tell him that we're sorry. I didn't mean to make fun of him, but he kept saying sexually attracted to me. And I think that means sexually attracted. You know, 1-800-449-8686. And we are talking to Chris Norton, who believes Anna Kournikova is stalking him on The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. And we're talking this hour with a young man, Chris Norton, who believes that he has spread the Anna Kournikova virus unwittingly because it was sent to him by Anna Kournikova, who's been stalking him ever since he ignored her at the Australian Open. Now, Chris, let's be clear. Your belief that she's stalking you is based on her, and by the way, if you hang up on me one more time, I won't.
I'm sorry about that, Mr. Henry, but I did not want to be called. I didn't want to be made fun of.
Okay, I'm sorry I made fun of you, but don't hang up on me again. All right, you won't be back on the air.
I understand.
Okay, you claim that she's stalking you. She sent you this virus, and you unwittingly sent it around the world or off to friends, and it's gone around the world because you ignored her at the Australian Open.
Because my. First of all, the lady I was with, her name's Denise Naylor, okay?
All right.
And that name doesn't mean anything to you.
No, that name doesn't mean anything to me. Who is she?
She happens to be a very big model, and she's very, very sassy, and she's very hot-looking, and she knows when a woman's hot for a guy. And she said that she knows she's hot for me.
Okay, based upon her looking up in the stand, seeing you, and wiping the sweat from her mouth.
Because she was hot. And I'm very, very hot.
You're good looking.
Yes, sir, I am. And all I'm trying to say is, I'm not trying to come on here and say I'm good looking. You're asking me...
Well, you've been saying you're sexy, and that Anna Kournikova saw you, wiped the sweat away from her mouth as if to say, boy, I can't wait to get that guy in my mouth, which you said, didn't you?
I'm sorry.
Okay, but you did. Now you're telling me that she's sending you a virus and that you're infecting the rest of the world, and you want the World Tennis Association to buy you a new computer...
Yeah, because Anna Kournikova messed up my own one. I had a new Dell. It's all messed up now because I got her virus on it. It's all over it.
Okay. You know...
Look, Mr. Aaron, I won't waste any more of your time.
No, that's fine. I just... The story is... It's tough. Here is John on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. John, turn your radio down. Okay, you got 3, 2, 1... John, you there?
Hello?
Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, will you turn your radio down, please?
Yes, sir.
Hi. Go ahead.
I always remember to turn my radio down when I call it.
That's good. John, are you there? John, are you there? Jesus. Wherever that city is that guy's calling from, Mike, make a note. We don't need any more calls from there. Did you tell him to turn the radio down?
I turn my radio down, mister.
That's real good, okay, Chris. I'm glad you did. I'm talking about the callers.
Okay.
1-800-449-8686. Rebecca, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hi, Phil. How are you doing?
First of all, Chris, do you have a radio with you?
I had a transistor, yeah.
Why? You're in a phone booth.
Okay, I guess. I'm sorry. I wanted to hear
what
the show was.
I could tell you why. It seems, Phil, I listen to you sometimes, and you seem a little more intelligent than this. This man is obviously out for his 15 minutes of fame. Every other minute, he's dropping his best friend's name, who's a model.
You know something?
He's dropping his adult porn business.
Hey, whatever. I mean, that doesn't mean you don't know me.
You don't know me.
Okay? I was in Australia last year. Were you in Australia?
Tell
me
the story again.
Did you go to Australian Open? No, you didn't. Have you got enough money to go to Australia?
Quite possibly.
No, you don't.
Quite possibly you were in Australia. But it seems a little bit coincidental that it coincides with the opening of your... adult movie business that you keep plugging every 2 minutes.
No, I said it
you're
two times.
You're getting 15 minutes
Thank
of fame.
You
you're getting
again.
National recognition.
Thank you for
and
mentioning
I think that's
it.
A little bit fishy.
Thank you for mentioning it again, because I never mentioned it again, but you mentioned it again.
No, you've mentioned
you know
it five
else?
Or six times. I've only been listening for 15, 20 minutes.
And you know something else? You're probably too hanky to be in none of the movies. Yeah,
I have a good grasp of the language. That's something you lack.
Whatever, okay. What I'm trying to say is, okay, fine. You're probably the kind of hanky bitch that...
Okay, watch it, all right?
Well, she's probably the kind of person that would spread a virus, you know, whether you get it genitally or not, and not care.
You know what? I'm not getting personal here. I'm just...
Yeah, you are. You called me. You say
that
I'm
sticking to the facts.
Oh, no, you don't know the facts. You don't know that Anna Kournikova looked at me and probably wanted to have oral sexuality with me.
I know that you're calling a national radio show to plug this adult film business.
I'm saying that Anna Kournikova...
That has nothing to do with anything.
I have mentioned my adult film... I hope the Kournikova virus busts your computer. Yeah, I hope it do.
Well, you take care.
Thank you for your call. Here is Marty on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil.
Yes, sir.
First of all, I have a hard time buying the fact that, you know, this guy is sitting up in a grandstand, and let's say it's a small grandstand, and there's 5,000 or 6,000 people in it. And this young lady can sit down there and pick him out of a crowd and say, man, this dude's hot.
I've competed in competitive sports before.
I raced cars for 15 years and been around a lot of
grandstands. Well, I'm not talking about going fast at 100 miles an hour.
No, I'm talking about standing still. I'm saying just standing there, sitting in front of the grandstand and try to find somebody in the grandstand. It's an awful hard. If you look.
Okay, hold on.
Two or three rows,
Chris, quit breathing, would you please? Quit the breathing.
The
I can't hear the guy.
Okay, first of all, I got to address one thing. Your name's Marty.
That's correct.
If you race cars, what are you doing? What's the number one thing you do? You're wearing a helmet. No chick is going to see the highlights of your hair.
I don't get in a car with my helmet on.
Have you got highlights of your hair?
I don't care whether it's daylight or nighttime and there's lights in the grandstand. If you're sitting in the grandstand,
do you shoe shine?
Going to pick you out from much more than 5 yards away.
Hey, first of all, if you race a car, you're going 100 miles an hour, maybe even more.
Well, they go faster than 200 miles an hour, some of them.
Well, whatever.
You're standing there in front of the car before you get in the thing. By the virus today.
First of all, I want to apologize on that.
It didn't come from you.
It came from somebody
a lot sharper than she is. And incidentally, it didn't wreck your computer, by the way.
I'm sorry that it happened to you. And the other thing you got to understand, Marty, you race stock cars?
I race open-wheel cars.
Okay, check it out, man. There ain't no women's what go to sports car races that I'd spend 5 seconds with. They're all fat and hanky, and you're not going to check no babe out up there.
Well, I'm telling you, when you're standing there in front of the grandstand,
I feel bad for you.
You aren't going to be able to pick you out in a crowd.
All right, but Marty, you're saying that it's impossible.
I personally think the guy's got a self-confidence problem, and he's trying to bolster himself up. Secondly, as far as the virus goes, I got hit by it this morning.
What happens? Is it messy or email?
It came out of an engineering firm. It doesn't wreck your computer.
Well, does it mess
all
up
it
the email?
Up
an, Can this guy
it,
hear
all
me?
It does is mess up one file in your email.
Okay. Can you hear me, Marty? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So it's messing up the email?
It messes up one file in the email.
Hey, Marty, this is Chris Norton. So you don't think a chick could think I'm sassy from the grandstands, huh?
I'm just asking your expert opinion. Were you in the front row? Where were you in the grandstand?
I was about 30 rows up.
There's no way she even could see you.
Then why'd she look directly at me?
I didn't know her coach wasn't sitting over on that side of the grandstand.
Not sitting in my seat. She looked right at me. I had my monoculars on her.
You know.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. See, that's what you got to... You know,
if you had your binoculars on, how was she able to see you? Maybe the glint from your binoculars was disturbing her concentration.
What?
Said maybe the sun bouncing off your binoculars disturbing her concentration.
Well, that's
at
a possibility.
Yards away,
that's
she's
a
not
possibility.
Seeing you.
Well, then why did she send me the email?
That email started out in Taiwan. It's been all over the world. It's been all over the world today.
So I don't have to be at this phone booth, I guess. I can leave or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can leave the phone booth.
You know, I doubt it.
I'm just asking you, you don't think she's stalking me?
No, Chris, we don't
think
she's...
I think it's a figment of your imagination.
Well, then how come the girl who's a model, who's my friend, said, yeah, she's looking right at you. She thinks you're hot, and she can even see your junk because I was wearing some tight tennis pants. And
never mind that, okay?
Well, I was.
At 30 yards away, she isn't seeing that much. She's seeing a sea of faces. Ben's probably done that, Chris, for a fact.
In your case, Chris, probably from 2 feet she couldn't see much.
Okay, thanks very much.
There he did. He hung up again.
Well, sorry about that, Phil. I didn't mean
perfect.
To do that to you. But
that's no problem.
He's
done it twice in the show.
And, when you're in a professional atmosphere,
you aren't
going to see but a sea of faces. And at 30 yards away, the man is not being targeted by anybody. And like I said, I got the email this morning.
Uh-huh.
And as long as you don't open it, it doesn't do anything to your computer. If you just delete it, it just goes away.
Okay, wait a second. Wait a second. He's called back. What do you want?
I just want to ask this guy a question.
What? And I told you if you hung up on me.
No. I want to ask Marty, do you think she's targeting you?
No, she's not targeting me.
All right, okay.
Maybe she's a race virus.
Came out of all right, 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Henry Show. One 800 449 8686. This is the Phil Henry Show, and we've made $102,000 and change with the sale of the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD for my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. Number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD. You can pick it up at 877-616-PHIL, 877-616-7445. $20 for the CD, $350 shipping and handling. And ask about our picture disc. We have vinyl, beautiful picture disc vinyl for you if you're a collector. And you can pay by way of Visa, MasterCard, or personal check. Now, I got an email from a listener, and I actually got this through a friend of mine, Bill Kiesling, who got an email from a listener. And this is a man whose son, by the name of Joe, and I think the father's name is Rob, and Joe was hit by a car on Sunday, January 28th, while walking home from church. He was life-flighted to the hospital where he received emergency brain surgery. And I got the email from the father saying that our show was Joe's favorite show, or is Joe's favorite radio show, that he listens and he really likes it, and the dad likes the show, and wanted us to mention Joe Wolf on the air, and we wish you a very speedy recovery, Joe. And I know that it's kind of a drag being in a coma. I mean, that's got to be the ultimate bummer, but I hope that you are out of it soon, and I hope that you're better. I mean, I don't know what to say. I'd like to say I could hit a home run for you in a ball game today, but I'm not. But I know that's a drag, and I mean, it's got to be. You know, I got a call one time from a husband of a woman who she'd been in an automobile. I get a lot of people in comas who like this show, so that really says a lot for not only myself, but Mike Schaefer and Craig Taylor and all the people at Endeavor to make this show what it is today, a show that's number one with people in comas. So that's swell. Now, anyway, the guy called and he said that his wife had been in a coma, and when she came out of the coma, the first thing she laughed at was listening to our show. And so I said, well, that's very nice. So I can only hope, Joe, that when you recover, as I'm sure you will, that they got the radio on listening to our show. And, again, your dad sent this email to us, and there's even photographs. So if you'd like to go to this webpage, it's joewolf.com, www.joewolf, J-O-E-W-O-L-F. com, and he's in the hospital recovering from this coma. And I would be less than honest with you if I didn't tell you the rest of what my instincts were when I received this email. And this is how sick I've become, and this is how ill I am, and this is how much I seriously need help. I thought for a brief moment that when they sent me this email, that some guy out there dummied up a whole web page for a fake kid that doesn't exist, took his own kid and had him close his eyes and lay in bed and put tubes out of his nose, took a bunch of pictures, made it look like it was a kid in a coma, wrote this whole backstory, and then sent me this email, did this whole email and this whole web page just to make me look like a clown. That's what I was thinking. And I even mentioned it to Mike. I said, hey, Mike, what's the chances some guy out there wants to pull one on Phil Henry, so he gets his kid to lay in a bed, takes a bunch of pictures of him with tubes coming out of his nose, then makes up a story about him getting hit by a car, then sends me an email, then puts this webpage up. What's the chances of that happening? And Mike said, I think it could very well be the case. So if I were you, I wouldn't go on the air today and say hi to this kid. By the way, I did it anyway, above and beyond the advice of my producer. Even though it says that this website, Joe Wolf's website, this poor guy, Joe, who's 13 years old, has had like 10,000 hits, you know. But anyway, he lives, I would imagine, in Southern California, and, you know, we really do hope that you get better, man. That sucks. Just don't get hit by cars, guys, you know. This is, Sheriff Phil telling you, you know, brush your teeth and stand up. What the hell is he doing listening to my show in the first place? This is wrong. Maybe he was thinking about my show when he was walking across the street and didn't see the bus. I don't know. In a lot of ways, I feel responsible for you, Joe. So when you get well, I want you to have a personal invitation to come down here to the Phil Henry Show and watch the show if you'd like. And then we'll go out and get some Ruth's Chris or something like that, huh? Huh? Which, by the way, I was at Ruth's Chris in Cancun last week, and it was a delightful experience. Yes, I had to send the steak back three times, but that's only because they didn't get what medium rare meant. And I'm saying, I want you to know, everybody at Ruth's Chris, I loved it. It was fantastic. I'll go back millions of times, and I recommend the restaurant. But I said, I'd like it medium rare. Porterhouse for two, medium rare. They go, yes, sir. They brought it in ice cold in the middle. And I said, because I doubt myself, just like I doubt that this is a real webpage for Joe Wolf, I said, Jesus, medium rare cold? And Maria's looking at me, and she's, I don't know. I really don't eat red meat, if you'll pardon the expression. I said, well, what's going on? So I said to the guy, and the guy came and said, well, how'd you order it? Medium rare. Well, you know. What? It's cold in the middle? Sometimes, yeah. Anyway, he took it back, brought it back. It was still cold. And the third time, it was fantastic. It was baked. It was black, like charcoal. You could have thrown this thing and killed someone with it. It was exactly the way I like it. So it was really good. Anyway, how did we get on that subject? Oh, yeah, to say that, I don't know what. Okay, 1-800-449, I don't know what I'm talking about. 1-800, anyway, get well, Joe. 1-800-449-8686. Oh, yeah, I was going to take the kid out for a steak. That's it. Come on in, man. You know, when you have kids, you wish the best for them. You really do. You want them to, I don't know, in a lot of ways, you want them to just be well, don't you? You don't necessarily want those kids to grow up to be a great gymnast. You don't want them to grow up to be president of the United States. You don't necessarily want them to grow up to be anything other than just healthy. And maybe you drive them to school in the morning. Maybe you drive the kids to school in the morning and you look at them and you say, they're mine. Someday maybe they're going to be something. Someday maybe they can put back more into life than they've taken out. You look at their little faces there in the car as you're driving along, you wink at them in the rearview mirror. And then one of them does something that you've told them not to do before, and that is they cut a fart and fill the car, even though you told them, please don't ever do that. Gentlemen, don't do that. And they're in the back seat going, can you blame a parent if then they want to open the driver's side and just a little push at 70 miles an hour? Can you blame them? Well, you'll say to me, yes, I would blame you, Phil. And you'd be right. But how many times do I got to tell my kids, look, be gentlemen. Hold it in. Well, that's not healthy. Yes, it's healthy. Your guts aren't going to explode if you keep that cheesy fart in long enough to get out of my car. I hate you. But anyway, I think that's the joy of being a parent, and it's great. By the way, as I said at the end of the show last night, the XFL still sucks, and so does Eminem. And oh yeah, had I known that you guys had strippers in the end zone at that game Saturday night, oh man, now you really owe me free tickets. It's Phil Henry Show.